Yo, what's up, dumpster dwellers?
How's everybody doing?
It's the January 2024 wrap up.
Crazy. I keep burning through January. That's kind of crazy.
We're here. Well, it's not still, a bad thing. There's still a little bit left.
Yeah, you know? No, that's true.
Yeah. Not too much left, but there's a little bit left. But we got a couple things that we're going to drop for January before it's completely over. And then we're going to talk about some stuff for February too, which is going to be fun. So
yes.
We'll get into that a little bit later, but how's everybody doing?
Got a few people in the chat. I know we just fired this baby up.
Yeah.
Made the Instagram posts, and the people will be trickling in.
But, yeah.
how you guys doing? Say hello to Nicole. We got a Daniel in here. We have Gil's in here. How you guys
doing? What's up,
doing?
Gil?
Ty's in here.
The retro video guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still can't believe you had to change that. I know, you know, beating that drum, but man, how you doing?
Our attorney is here, Richard Kimball. Thank you.
He wants more bad movies.
He wants more bad movies. I'm telling you, we paid those bills. All right. We don't owe you shit.
Maybe on Patreon. Bladder Puncher. How's it going? Lo Wang, Josh Bear. Welcome.
We got Grizzlehorn. What's cooking, dude?
Dustin's here. What's up, man? Podcast. What's going on? Noah,
welcome. What's up? We just side note, by the way, like if you guys were like, where's your intro? Like we decided to just like not do it because it's like 10 minutes and it's good for like to get everybody in the chat and stuff. But like we don't necessarily like re-edit the video for YouTube. So
anymore. Yeah.
So
I think it made more sense when we were doing it over on Twitch. But once we kind of were like, we're going to consolidate everything back to YouTube because that's where most of the audience is, where all you dumpster dollars are.
Yeah.
Which we talked about, I think, like a year back. But it just, exactly to Joe's point, makes more sense.
Yeah, because it's just 10 minutes of music going, and there's nobody, you know, it's not us talking or anything. In case you were wondering.
Yeah, and then, more so for people that when they go back and rewatch it, they're not, then what is this?
Scrubbing through it, or like, what is this? I don't understand.
Martin, how you doing? Wicked Tuna, what's up?
Martin. Nathan. Scorsese.
Love that, man.
Yeah.
Nathan, Colin, how you doing?
That's some Wicked Tuna right there. What's up?
Silver Tuna?
Silver Tuna tonight.
man. So what do you want to talk about?
That's a good question.
Yeah. It is season 7, brother.
I know. Yeah, lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7.
Fingers crossed, right?
We dropped in January, which is not something we've ever done. So that was kind of cool to give you a little... get your
wet the palate.
Yeah, wet the palate there, you know.
I think at the most we might have done maybe a live show in the past in January, maybe like a Patreon thing. But yeah, this was the first year we were really like, yeah, let's kind of hit the pavement hard with some stuff, and we had those two talks episodes.
Got two talks episodes and a fully episode. That's pretty good.
The cool running zap.
The cool running zap.
Recently.
Yeah. What's up, CJ? How you doing, dude? What's up, CJ? And what's up, Nate?
And Daniel Baldwin, welcome back.
Daniel Baldwin's here again.
Don't go dolphin diving through the screen, Daniel, to get to us, but we love you.
Get in the fucking car, all right? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Ty, some people are already talking about their March and April. We have some stuff on a list in the old behind the scenes, but we're kind of keeping it close to the chest, trying to really, when we have something ready to go, we're really making a point this year to let Patreon know first. You know, give those patrons a little extra something, the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Which we'll probably talk about at the end here, like we always do on our live episodes.
Yeah, we want to let that, we're kind of, we like righted the plane and we're actually ahead. So that's awesome. We've been doing really well, like getting together and getting all the shit done.
Workflow kind of adjusted,
but we're knocking them out. And what's cool is... I'm not worrying about trying to keep up with anything like anybody else. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of focused on us, and it's like, you know, somebody mentioned somebody's got their April and
oh yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, reading that comment.
Planned out already. And we kind of got a loose schedule going, like Sean said, but kind of just focus on one month at a time, knocking everything out onto the next one. Kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, and I think I don't want to, you know, pat ourselves on the back here. I mean, you guys tell us, but like we kind of the dream is finally possibly happening. Bi-weekly talks from the dark side. We're so far
hitting the groove.
Knock on whatever this table's made out of. We're doing it. We actually just We posted on Patreon last night. If you follow Chris Barr on Instagram at tape_hell,
yeah.
You might have already seen this, but we just recorded the next batch of Talks episodes. Mm-hmm. So we've got quite a few ready to go. So hopefully we can keep that momentum going. And again, Patreon will pretty much always find out first, but it's exciting.
Yeah, we're almost done recording season two. I think there's five episodes left. There's five episodes that we have to record to be done with season two, and then they'll come out, and then we'll be on to season three, which is exciting.
We'll do like a wrap up, like we did for season one.
Yeah, we'll do a wrap up, like our favorite episodes, and kind of just looking back on, I guess, the second season, and then maybe even the first. You know, we'll talk about it. Figure out what that looks like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Friendly neighborhood Uncle Pete.
Welcome.
What's up? You said, have you seen Where Evil Lurks? Yeah, that was
familiar.
That was fucking great. It was the director of Terrified.
Oh,
that I
okay.
we do you remember me telling you about that?
You probably did. Now that you say that,
yeah. Have you seen Terrified yet?
I own the Blu-ray. I still have not watched. I know Connor's just spinning in his grave right now, and he's not even dead.
He's spinning in his
in the corner. The in the corner. Yeah, yeah. You can see the hand. You can kind of see the hand.
He's giving you the finger off camera.
Thanks, Connor.
No. Yeah, so it's by the same director as Terrified, and Terrified's really excellent. Definitely watch that, man, as soon as you get a chance, because Evil Lurks, I thought it was going to be great, and it ended up being great.
Oh, okay,
so that's a good thing. The ending was, it was okay. I was expecting a little bit more, but I still liked it,
for sure. Yeah.
The overall, like, I loved, it's that slow burn kind of creepy, and then when those fucking parts hit, man. There's like two or three key sequences in
really
it,
like,
and it's like
showing sequences.
It shakes you for like the next 20 minutes as you're watching the movie, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So it kind of keeps you like on edge the whole time. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Dino, welcome. Yes, Vampire Motorcycle. It is eventually coming, Dino. I think we might have had some DMs going back a few months ago about that. We gotta catch up on that.
We might not do a full episode of that, but it'll be
something with it.
It'll be in some capacity. Like we probably do like a mini sode or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We don't know yet, but it's definitely in the mix of stuff to kind of tackle this year. Want to get to that.
I see some more people. I just want to call out since they joined. Isaiah's in here. Some users in here. Yeah. Who else we got in here? Doom Generation joined.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Daniel B's here. He loves that shirt, Joe, which
is
a classic movie.
This is, you can get these. Well, I don't know if they're still up anymore. You can check the website, but Tapes from the Crypt, our good buddy Tim Nugent's company. Check it out.
Which is.
It was so rad.
It's usually pretty limited, but
it's usually pretty limited. So, well, I picked this up at the show in Baltimore.
Oh, his usually has a lot of
because I was like, I think I missed it and I grabbed it. I was like, oh shit, I need one of those.
He's got a Kazam set out now. I was thinking about
yo, I bought the basketball.
Oh, you did the green basketball.
Yeah, there's only 30 of them.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So if you want it, go grab it.
Sebastian's in here. CJ, yeah. I think is in here. I think you said that already, but I wanted to respond to his comment. He says, "You think Cavity Colors will ever put out any movie dumpster merch?" Probably not.
I'm going to say no. There are people that are a lot larger than us, a huge horror podcast that I don't think even have their own t-shirts. I know they're also affiliated with things like Cavity Colors and Fangoria.
They probably get stuff done from like Devin Draws, but yeah, maybe not through
Cavity Colors. Well, Devin is a freelance artist. Like we could go to Devin tomorrow and be like, "Hey man, can we get something?" Yeah.
Still love me my Cavity Colors, but
no,
sure. They keep changing that fucking affiliate link on. I was like, I got to look at that again. It's
because now
another email. I'm like, what is going on with this thing?
They keep changing the code.
Whatever.
But I mean, it's fine. It's just we haven't. We need to figure that out and fix it.
I'm more worried about our own website.
Yes.
And items that we're thinking about putting on there. Some new t-shirt ideas coming your way.
Yeah, because we have
that's larger on my concerns. But you are right.
We're gonna have a new merch drop for the next Talks from the Dark Side episode. So stay tuned for that. We're gonna have a brandy dandy new t-shirt and sticker that you can purchase. So I'm very excited for that. And then some other goodies. I'm working. Spoilers. Ah, fuck it. I'm just gonna tell them. I'm working on a gnome named Norm shirt.
Oh yeah, you
for y'all.
Me about that.
That's gonna be a fun one. Won't reveal that just yet. What it is or how it's gonna look and stuff. But there's that, and of course the chunky chicken stuff we're gonna do. But we're gonna cover Oopsie Daisy stuff. Doom Jen says you're so much more organized than us. Teach us your Jedi ways. Well, optically,
yeah,
it looks that way.
I mean, there are absolutely a couple of Google Docs. Like I'm not gonna sit there and just you know, lie, but it's more of a very loose, hey, this is what we're planning on doing. It's nothing. Any, don't overthink it. Put it that way.
Yeah.
We have an idea. There's calendar that have items on, you know, schedules on dates or, you know what I'm saying? We have things figured out, but we don't think too deeply because we've done that in the past and it's burned us.
Also, well,
it works for some people, but if like we're thinking like 9 months ahead, it's like, I feel like my brain starts to lock up personally.
No, but we do at least try to plan like a month or so ahead because you have to start recording either in the middle of the month or the end of the month to get to the next month's stuff because you need time to edit it and put it out and stuff. So that's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing very well so far. Knock on wood.
Yes.
Colin
says, is there a watch along tonight, right? Yes,
yeah,
there is.
There sure is. There's going to be a watch along right after this. We're only going to be doing this for an hour because we're going to take a little break. And then at 7:30, we're going to be doing Aberration over on Patreon. That's going to be a fucking blast. We absolutely love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
We covered it back in season 3. I don't know how many people have heard that episode, if everybody's heard it or only some people. But it is a movie about mutant geckos. So it's like
in the winter.
So it's a winter movie. Like it's an isolation movie that takes place in this cabin and there's these mutated geckos and stuff. And this woman is on the run. Pamela Gidley, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is on the run from her crazy ex-husband boyfriend.
Yuri or whatever.
Yuri.
Yuri.
Yeah, and Simon Bossel's in it as a naturalist or yeah.
I think
he's a naturalist and he's a preservationist or whatever who goes around and like make sure everything's good in the wild and
right.
stuff. Water tests, all that bullshit. And he stumbles upon these like eggs and stuff and then chaos ensues. It's a very, very good movie. It's only on tape in the US.
Still blows my mind.
We're talking about a movie that has special effects from Weta. Like
right.
early Weta. It came out in 97, and I remember renting it when it came out then, and then I had bought it. I remember there was a Hollywood Video going out of business by you, and that was the same day I bought Aberration, Rumpelstiltskin, and something else.
Sure, yeah.
I can't remember.
Familiar, yeah.
But we watched it, and where was I going with that? But it's only on DVD in Europe, and it's a 4x3 rip.
DVD,
because we interviewed Simon Bosel too, if you wanted to listen to that.
Character.
Yeah.
One of the main characters,
yeah. He had a DVD copy of it and we were talking about it. He's like, oh no, he checked it and it's only 4x3. So like nobody has done a proper release of this film and it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Love to be a part of that release if it ever happens. We talked to Simon about it. He would be down to do like special features and stuff. So we'd love the chance to like work on that disc with somebody, whoever picks it up or whoever owns it. Who knows? It could be Lionsgate. Like Shout could probably own it or
someone's got to have it.
But it'd be cool if Vincent or somebody picked it up and grabbed it. We'd love to be a part of it. That probably won't happen, but we would love to be a part of it.
You never know.
Yeah.
It was on YouTube for the longest time. I didn't actually look, but it might still be on YouTube. Like pretty good quality. Again, like Joe just said, there's not a proper release of this in like over 30 years or 20 plus years.
No.
It's like, why?
It's on DVD, but again, it's not even like proper. It's not even widescreen.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
just, it's the 4x3 cut of it. It's a true lost gem.
Yeah,
seriously.
No, it is.
It really is. So that's going to be a blast. We're going to watch that later. So yeah, you can hop over to Patreon and $5 or $10 tiers. You can come hang out. We will be doing it live. We'll be watching it live. We'll talk all about it more, and we'll watch it together. It's a really good one.
And also, if you didn't actually hear that episode, you should probably check that out if you want to hear how Dobby got into the movie dumpster universe. That is the intro to that madness that now Dobby has turned into on this show.
Dobby was introduced, yeah.
He was tortured in that episode.
He
That's
was killed.
The beginning of the torture, yeah.
He was killed by those mutant geckos.
The geckos, and of course, Haggerty, I think, was already shooting at him in that episode.
Oh, yeah. What happened? You get a little boner there? Hit the table?
Yeah, Mahogany hit the table. Thinking about Dobby, clearly.
What's Dobby under there?
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't know.
Dobby's got a mouth full of it, master.
Grab the Desert Eagle.
What else we got? Let's see. Dark Souls 2010's horror was bad, but 2020's is so far about absolute crap.
I don't agree. But I mean, it's subjective. Obviously,
yeah, there's been some good. The problem is, now especially like more than ever, there's a lot more indie stuff that just gets swept right under the fucking rug. So you got to dig for it, unfortunately. But there's some good stuff for sure. You might just not have heard about it. So you really got to get your finger on the pulse of like the horror community and stuff and independent stuff coming out. And even by independent, I mean stuff like even like Suitable Flesh. Like that was.
Oh, yeah.
Like just because it's on my mind because we were talking about it before. And, you know, that's got Barbara Crampton in it and Heather Graham, for Christ's sake. And it's like it's essentially a B movie. You know, it's a low budget movie.
I mean, maybe I'm more easily entertained, but I've seen a ton of good horror movies in the last two decades. I mean, if you want to start comparing to the 80s or the 70s, then fine. But like, I feel like that's like comparing apples to oranges. Again, it's subjective regardless, but that's how I feel.
Oh, Poor Thing. Noah mentioned Poor Things. I would consider that maybe not a horror movie.
That's the one I saw that was compared. People were, I don't know if it was a joke or serious. People were comparing it to Frankenhook.
It's just like a meme. Oh, okay, I mean, like it's funny in terms of like
you could make
those particular parts of the movie and Frankenhook are funny to put together.
Okay.
Because it is a Frankenstein style flick.
Okay.
But the way that they play with it is really good. I would call it more like a psychological, socio-political drama.
Okay.
It's an art film. It's not to sound like a total douche, but like it's a film. It's not a movie. And what I mean by that is like it's not like a superhero kind of churn out popcorn flick. It's like there was a lot of thought put into it, it's really good. I really enjoyed it. It's not for everybody. Just knowing you, I don't think that you would probably enjoy it.
I mean, I wasn't seeking it out. I know. That's what I saw on X or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, it's about like putting discovery of ourselves in like the simplest terms and kind of, I mean, there's a whole bunch of, it's packed full of stuff, but that's one of the themes of it. So,
okay.
And there's like a feminism layer to it. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's fucking weird. So
I saw looked weird.
And it's also gorgeous. Like it's beautiful. Like it's shot really, really well. It's like Gilliam-esque. I think I mentioned that before, but it's very Gilliam-esque when you watch it.
Yeah. And just to put a final cherry on that, just Dark Style, just to finish that thought, because I see you also say that you'd rather watch Pinocchio's Revenge than any horror movie today. I mean, I love Pinocchio's Revenge. I do see where you're coming, but like I just watched like fucking Megan for the first time. And, like, I thought that was great. I mean, for what it is. But, like, the way I look at movies is I kind of have to rank every movie on its own scale, which I don't know if everybody does that, but that's just what I do with every movie, if that makes any sense, if you know what I mean, though. Like,
yeah.
Megan's a 4 for me out of 5 based on, well, this is what I was expecting for Megan, you know, in a modern movie that's basically Chucky with more AI elements on a very without explaining the whole movie.
Sure.
It's like, so, yeah.
Oh, did you like it?
I watched it unrated. I thought it was good. It was hokey at times, but I think it was leaning into a lot of trends, and I think that was very intentional. I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm just using it as an example because they're saying a lot of modern horror. I know a lot of people say, fuck that movie, but I thought it was fun. So I guess maybe take from that, I guess, what you will.
Maybe not fuck that movie, but like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I need to see this.
No, me either. I mean, I wasn't in a rush, but I enjoyed it, I guess.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen a really good horror movie in the theater in a while. I can't remember.
I saw Nope. That was like a year ago.
Yeah. Good. But that's also like.
I mean, I could sit here on my phone. And I'll just start listing them off. I mean.
No, I'm saying that I personally saw.
Yeah.
I don't know. Night Swim came out and I was like, oh, that kind of looks interesting from that small teaser that they first released. Where the Marco Polo thing, which I was like, okay, maybe let's see. But like all I've been hearing is just like fucking Amityville Pool, dude. Like I'm good.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like teeny, it's like teeny bopper horror and that's fine. It's not for me. I expect more from James Wan, I guess, but that's cool.
So do I, but also like, did he direct it or is he producing
it? He produced it, but
so that I'm less,
nepotism. Sweet.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. Jesus.
Here we go. You said that Simon Boswell might be the most heroic person in the MDU. He might be.
Oh, if you're coming to Patreon tonight, make sure you bring your fucking craziest sunglasses because we're going to be presenting it in gecko vision. And you need those sunglasses to protect yourself from that blinding gecko spit.
Yes.
Doom Jen said, I got to say, we did our first live show last night. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Y'all need to step up your cleavage game to meet us. Well,
I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure a lot more people would watch the show if Sean and I had breasts, maybe.
I mean, you want me to just sit here without a shirt on?
I mean we could do that.
Start running out of the room, but
Do we need it? We need to get beefed up, dude. We need to get beefcake, and we'll just do we'll do it like oiled up. What do you think?
I'll
with
just
no
get,
shirts
like,
on?
One of those like fake breasts that the drag queens wear.
I don't expect those silicone
off the ass pissy miles. She can let us know how much they'll cost. They're probably fucking expensive though.
Oh man. Anyone know where I can get Peter Benchley's Creature on Blu-ray Region 2? I have no idea. I was thinking about that movie the other day. I was like, fuck, we should do Creature or The Beast. Because those
I haven't seen either.
Those were TV specials. They were like two or three parter specials. And Peter Benchley, of course, famously writing Jaws, but one's about a giant squid, and the other one's about the fucking guy from Coach. What's his name?
Coach. I know who you're talking about. I forget his actual name.
It's him, and like there's like a experiment with like a shark man. It's fucking awesome. Huh. Speaking of shark man, I haven't reposted it yet, but Screaming Soup just did an episode on Hammerhead, which is awesome. That's a really good, like one of those direct to video ones in the early 2000s where they had like Mansquito and all that shit. Hammerhead was one of those. And, they covered it, but they also did a full like animation, because that's what the show is. It's like a big animated piece as well. Dead West had asked me to voice a fat David Hasselhoff lifeguard guy who gets eaten by the creatures. So look out for that. So go check that out. That was a lot of fun to do.
I was about to say like from the SpongeBob movie, not from Baywatch, like an asshole.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, technically.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to Dave and Dog for the super chat, $1.99.
Thank you so much.
$1.99 euros, I think that is. I know I always like to try to figure out the currency like an insane person on here, but he says, Dynamic Dumpster Duo, greetings from London.
Greetings
well, welcome.
From London, dude. Cheers, brother.
Cheers with my beer.
Daniel B said, Reanimator, it's coming. We're going to do a big episode on that this year.
I'm sorry. Oh,
Reanimator. Yeah, we're getting overdose, put it that way.
we're getting that Stuart Gordon juice injected in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Crampton and the Combs.
The Combs, yeah.
Oh, and the Gale.
Yeah, and the Gale.
What a fucking movie.
Fucking
I haven't
amazing.
Watched it in a while, so I'm really excited to revisit that.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Sorry, we're just looking at all the comments here.
Sebastian Sanchez says they love the Cool Runnings review. Brought back a lot of memories. It was a great time. That's kind of why I wanted to talk about it.
Thank you so much. Glad you enjoyed that.
Not a horror movie. I know there was a couple people that were like, huh, Cool Runnings. And it's like, yeah, we cover other
Somebody
stuff
was
sometimes.
Like, Cool Runnings isn't a horror movie. And we're like, yeah, no shit. Like, we cover other stuff sometimes.
We've done it before. I think most seasons we kick off with, I mean, we did what last year was
we always kick
Disco
off with,
Godfather.
Yeah, we always kick off with blaxploitation flicks.
Overall, that's true.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Momentarily.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Sean.
And
Daniel Fall, he's down for, he's a fake breast on. He's down for that. So we'll keep that in mind, Daniel.
I'll throw a pair of tits on him if we get some more views.
Let's do some John Waters movies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, you could dress up like Divine. There you go.
I'd do it for an episode.
And now this says, hi, guys. I hope all is good. Have you ever saw the 1980s TV show Werewolf? If you two did, any thoughts on it? I personally love it. I got that French DVD set. I think it's a Blu-ray set or a DVD set. I can't remember. But I love that show. We're going to cover it in some capacity, but not for a while. We still got the rest of Talks from the Dark Side, or Tales from the Dark Side, and then we're going to do Monsters, then we're going to do Tales from the Crypt. So we're kind of busting those down. Maybe we'll do something in between, but most likely it'll be for Patreon.
Yeah, and we also have some other Patreon ideas that have been cooking for like a couple of years that probably take priority. But yeah, Werewolf would be fun to look at.
Yeah, and we're going to be focusing on Patreon content, which we'll get to in a little bit for this upcoming month. But, you know, we've kind of been lacking there, so we want to make sure that we're getting main episodes out, but we're also delivering to the Patreon as well, which we talked about on the year-end wrap-up.
Yeah. looking at the chat. Right?
I'm just looking at the chat. Yeah, if anybody, if people are listening, like, why the fuck aren't they talking? And it just jumped all the way down. So let's see what's cooking down here. Craig T. Nelson. Thank you, Daniel Belcher. That is the guy from Poltergeist.
Oh, it was Greg T. Nelson. Yeah. I almost said that, but I felt like it was wrong. So I should have just said it. Noah says Problem Child 2, one of their favorite non-horror episodes.
Yeah.
I love doing the comedy movies. I mean, Cool Runnings, it's a comedy, but more so a drama. But yeah, Problem Child 2, stuff in that vein is always fun to look at.
I think Nathan is about to get commissioned by the Doom Gen gals to draw us with boobs. Thank you, I guess.
All right, mark. Yeah. Why not?
Save your hard-earned money.
Matthew wants to do RoboCop 2. That's a definite maybe. I don't know if it's a this year, but that's one I would talk about RoboCop 2.
I don't know if it's a this year thing. Can we talk? Is Dusty in the chat?
He's in there somewhere.
Okay. I don't know if he's still listening or not, or watching or not.
Billy's
really
in there. Welcome, Billy.
How you doing, Billy? Billy Mount the Third. Anyway, can we talk about that? Can we say that?
What? Oh, yeah, that we're going to be on his show?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it's for a couple months, but.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it if it wasn't like announced or
Hold that thought, but yeah. I guess look forward to that. We will be on the Flicks and Friends podcast at some point this year.
We're going
to
be on Flicks and Friends, soon.
Yeah, there he is in the chat.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, so is it
Give
cool?
7 seconds.
Is it cool to talk about it?
The delay.
The delay.
In the meantime, Mark Strauss says, while we get a response from Justin, says Jingle All the Way is one of his favorite non-horror episodes. Yeah, that was a really fun one. We really went wild on that episode with Justin Silverman.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Talking about Phil Hartman putting a spy camera in Schwarzenegger's window.
Hey, Howard, sir. I'm just checking out your wife. Looking good, big guy.
Yeah. But Dustin says he'd buy those rubber boobs for $1. So there's the crossover. Well,
there is the crossover we never knew.
And he says yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be on Flicks and Friends for RoboCop.
The
classic RoboCop.
How did I fucking forget that? Jesus.
I don't know.
Like I'm like, oh, what spurred this, Joe? Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
So
oh,
we're
my God.
Really psyched to talk about that with him.
At the, what's that? I always forget that saying as I'm about to say it. The chances of blowing my load or something to that effect, it is one of my favorite movies. Verhoeven's one of my favorite directors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, easily.
There you go.
I mean, Total Recall's in my top five, so there you go. Just that alone.
Nathan Wheeler says, listen to you guys all the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nathan.
Can't fire you. Ted Bill says, can't wait for you guys to start Monsters. I love that show. Yeah, very excited to start Monsters for sure. I'm looking forward to finishing Tales from the Dark Side, but the good episodes are starting to get few and far between. If you know what I'm talking about.
I said that in our most recent recording, I feel like season one was pretty golden, and two is a little bit more all over the place, which, again, is a subjective thing. But
yes. Oh, Dave and Dog, thank you again so much.
Dog.
Dave and Dog, thank you. A boy and his dog, yeah. Do Deep Star 6, Schneider, you
bastards.
You bastards.
I've actually seen that.
I would like to do Deep Star 6. That might be one of those episodes where, like, we do Deep Star 6 and, like, Endless Descent together, you know, like one of those things. Cause we did the big episode on Leviathan and we talked about all of those
movies. Of those. Okay.
Well, cause it's in the same pocket within like a year, or I think 3 years of each other. All of them are in there. So that would be a fun one, to do for sure. We don't know yet. We don't have the rest of the year planned out, but we do see there's plenty of people who have suggested things and we see new suggestions and we do consider them. So there you go.
And we have, again, even though, like I said earlier, we have actual documentation of ideas and movies. We also just talk about things that we know we're going to cover so that we don't need to write down. We've known each other for 20 years.
Well, that too, yeah. CJ says, CJ's replying to Daniel Belcher, but he says, that'd be amazing to see Tony as Divine and Frank Volpe as Tab Hunter.
I guess
we're going to do fucking polyester, man.
Oh,
there you go.
God.
You just picked that off the shelf the other day.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Sorry. We're looking at the chat. We want to see what you guys have to say and talk to you a little bit.
Christopher Robin FPV, any chances of reviewing Twilight Zone? That's a maybe. Like Joe just said, if we're going to do anthologies, we kind of have this idea where we're going to kind of go through a bunch of them. Maybe we just do like one on the movie and we talk about Twilight Zone. Maybe we eventually go through all Twilight Zone. I'm not not really sure I'd love to do either option, honestly.
Twilight Zone, the movie, I want to cover as a full episode. And then, of course, eventually we'll get there. So yeah. Talks from the Dark Side is going to transform into
something else.
Different iterations yeah. of those things. And Twilight Zone is on that list at some point. The endless content.
There's I think we even said it on a recent Talks episode that's coming out soon, where it's just like there's so many anthology series when you really start to sit down and think about it, just from like back in the 80s and before then, not counting even the 90s and up to now. It's like there's already like so many damn shows.
Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. Sean Laughlin. You also cover Lover's Lane for Valentine's Day this year. Did I not just say that? I had it.
That was one of your suggestions.
I had it last year, and I was like, "Oh, we got to do this."
There's a reason why we're not doing it this year.
But definitely next year, 100%. And Arrow's got that new beautiful Blu-ray too. So we'll talk about that.
Sean's reading your mind there, Joe. He's a fan of the show.
Very funny that came up. I thought nobody knew about that movie. Maybe not nobody. But I didn't expect anybody to bring it up. Put it that way. So let's see.
And like David, that's kind of the antithesis of what Joe was just saying. He's asking if we ever do Tales from the Crypt. We're kind of at this idea that we're going to do Tales from the Dark Side. We're going to then do the whole monster series, and then Tales from the Crypt will be the next one we tackle. Just we kind of want to do them in that order, just so we can kind of speak to it all.
Yeah,
and then just. From there, could be any number of shows, like Joe was just saying.
The reason that we're doing it that way is because that's the order that they were released, and they all kind of tie together to each other. Like,
right.
Tales from the Dark, like Creepshow through line to Tales from the Dark, or Tales from the Crypt, all of that is in between. So it's in my brain, we got to do it that way.
Yeah.
To get that full arc, and then from there, we can branch out and do other stuff, because there's not really too much there to connect other shit to.
Yeah.
Except for like actors and people that might have directed stuff. Yeah.
And Billy, he says, as you guys know, there was an animated Problem Child series. Yeah. We did the Problem Child 2 episode. We talk about it briefly.
On there. Yeah.
I think I even put a clip of Gilbert Gottfried, because he did the voice of the character for the cartoon in the episode. So check that out.
Gil says, when you do monsters, please give us enough advance notice to track down the DVDs.
Good luck.
First of all, good luck. Second of all, please don't pay too much for them, because I know they're expensive now. I remember when those came out, and I fucking pre-ordered it the first day I heard about it, because that's like one of my favorite series. You have fair warning now. Start looking now. And grabbing those discs, or wherever you can buy them or see them.
Yeah. I mean, the Tales from the Dark Side ones, believe it or not, are still pretty easy to find.
They're still
going for like $30 if you want to follow along.
For four seasons of TV, I think that's pretty fucking good. What is it, like 100?
Something like that.
Over 100 episodes. Critters 4. Man, yeah, I want to get to that. So we did Critters 2, and I still think that's the best one, in my opinion. But I would love to visit Critters 4 and kind of talk about the whole series again in that episode.
Yeah, we could, instead of that, do Critters Attack. What do you think?
No fucking thanks. No thank you. I can't talk.
Rudy watched that, our buddy Rudy Real.
I watched a couple episodes. I watched it, my goodness.
Oh, God, the two of you. You were probably like hemming and hawing about it.
I was. I don't want to talk about that. I can't talk about that movie for an hour and a half. I just can't. I can't talk about that movie for 20 minutes. Like, there's not enough there for me to, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I get it.
No offense. I'm just, or like, whatever, if you like it, that's cool. But it's not for me. Where's the Cybo Man shirts? Joe Sack said,
or Joe Jack, excuse me.
Yeah, no, they're coming. You know, we're only two people.
Yeah, but that is on the list. That's been on the list for a while. We're really trying to, if I didn't say it earlier, I'm saying it now. We're definitely trying to get some more shop items up, more t-shirt ideas, more stickers and other ideas out into the open. And then it's up to you guys. If you like them, buy them, and then we'll make more.
Yeah, sure.
If you don't buy it, we won't know.
There's also just stuff we want to make. Oh, I will. Spoilers. I guess, can we drop the Patreon stuff on them?
Yeah, you want to start talking about that?
Well, I want to talk about, like, soon. We're not sure when. In the next couple months, there's going to be...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's going to be Dumpster Dweller tees that will be exclusive to Patreon. So instead of getting, like, a regular Movie Dumpster shirt like everybody's been getting, you will get an exclusive Movie Dumpster Dweller shirt, Dumpster Dweller sticker and pin. And everybody who's already part of the Patreon will get a heavy discount on it if to buy.
Mm-hmm. That's coming soon. That's something we're working on. That's something we've been trying to like get rolling for a while now, but we're finally pulling the trigger on.
Finally pulling the trigger on that one.
Really make that, you know, it's cool to give the shirt and the pin and everything as part of your sign up, but what Joe just said is kind of the we're trying to do the whole time.
More exclusive for you, you know what I mean? So you can rock shit that nobody has, which is cool. And we will be doing more Patreon only swag for y'all that it's exclusive to that.
And making that easier to find, because we actually still, I mean, you could buy it if you could find it on the Patreon, but you could actually get the Mortal Kombat alternate or the Super Combat Fighter t-shirt. We had the alternate design that David the Scaredy Cat had done for us. That still is a thing. It's just you kind of got to hunt for Patreon. But once we get this update, it'll be much easier to find all the exclusives on Patreon.
And the way that we have the store set up now, we can do we can do it that way where we can make private links and like have those for you guys that you can access easily. So that will be on there too. That'll always be on there. You can get that if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Fall says, I want a mini dumpster, movie dumpster keychain. Oh, we'll look into them for sure. If that's something you guys want, we can look into that. We got to get some more air fresheners. We got to do a reorder. We're finally out. It took us 6 years to go through 1,000.
I mean, we give how many of those away?
We gave a shit ton of them away.
Also sticking them, I think, in a lot of the Patreon goodie bags.
Put them in all the Patreon goodie bags,
every,
all that
every
stuff.
Every live event.
Yeah, so we'll be doing some more air fresheners, too. But they'll be, like, revamped. I want to, like, redo the package and shit. And, of course, update it with the new logo and stuff. We did a new logo update like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that still has like the season one logo on it. Billy Mount says, was Critters 3 the one where Leonardo DiCaprio made his debut? It bless you. Yes, it was Critters 3. If I ever meet Leonardo DiCaprio, which I never will, I will be bringing Critters 3 merchandise for him to sign.
I'm trying to think when I would even get him signed. I don't know. I guess that'd be it. Gilbert Grape, maybe. Why not?
I always think that's Matt Damon and not Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's not Matt Damon.
I know. Julie always is like, no, that's not Matt Damon. I'm like, oh, well, anyway, fuck him.
Yeah. And Billy, we know about the incident from Twilight Zone. I think we've even talked about on the show a couple times about Vic Morrow and all that.
Well,
it would be impossible not to at least mention if we covered the movie, but it's not really the point of the review. But
we will touch on it. I feel like nobody talks about any of the good things in that movie. There's so much good about that movie, and that's why I want to cover it like specifically.
Yeah, like I don't even love that movie, but there is a lot to like about it and a lot to talk about, especially BTS. Especially with the way that was done, it's just kind of impressive to me.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a really fucking solid anthology movie. And like you have titans of the genre directing and writing. It's fucking awesome.
I guess my short review of why I feel that way before we do an actual episode and I really expand on that thought.
I'm curious.
Because I love the series so much. So a lot of it's just me watching remakes of these old episodes, but like new iterations on them, which is obviously the point. But then I'm just sitting there like, I like the original better. I like the original better. Ugh. Why isn't this like the original?
I mean,
and I can't help it, but like that Shatner one's like the Lithgow one's great, but I think the Shatner one's better.
Oh,
I think
no,
the original Nazi one's way better.
Hush now, child, because we're gonna have to. Yeah. This is gonna be a very interesting conversation
and
for the episode.
What I would like to do, and maybe I don't know if I should even say this, but what I want to do when we do finally get to that, I don't know if it's this year, next year, or 2 years from now, but probably watch the episodes that correlate to it.
It
might be interesting to just to have a direct comparison.
We are absolutely going to watch the episodes.
That's what I'm saying. That might be the best way to
like
do
like
it.
When I watch the movie and then research it, I'm going to watch the originals to the. I'm going to string together like Twilight Zone the movie.
we could
the
do
classics.
A watch along for that.
We could, like build the Twilight Zone movie.
Keep that
the
idea
remake.
Maybe,
oh, that's a good idea. Somebody's going to take it now that we said it out loud.
And well, then we'll know they stole the idea.
Yeah. You heard it first here on Movie Dumpster.
We're the first ones to ever have that thought, Joe. The movie's only been out since, what, 83?
Well, I'm not saying that we're the first ones to thought, but I'm just saying.
No,
I've never heard of it or seen it.
Me
and
either,
I feel like
actually.
I'm pretty plugged into shit like that.
I mean, Lithgow's amazing. I'm not, Richard. I mean, I just
fuck
like Shatner.
Man, this is ridiculous. I can't wait to state my case.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is like a trial. The Twilight Zone movie trial.
Is Dan Aykroyd the judge? Joe, it's something scary.
He's got a dick nose and everything.
That's why everyone was like in shock.
Yeah.
I guess he kind of does. You're right, actually.
No. I thought you were joking because Dan Aykroyd is a judge in Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And he has a dick nose that comes off.
You were telling me about that. I never saw it
with before. His little hot dog train. We should do that, too.
Yeah, I never saw that movie, but I've seen clips, and you were telling me about it yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Twilight Zone movie, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet.
It's super intense. Segment. That's the best segment, I think.
Is one of the only things that still scares me. That movie, that segment scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
It's effective.
It's fucking terrifying.
And him just being in this total panic in the bathroom, even it's intense.
Everything from the sound, like the score to Lithgow to the claustrophobic nature of it, to the way it's shot.
I get it.
I mean, it's George Miller, so of course he did a great job, and it's great to see George do something like that.
Well, talk about one of my favorite directors.
Yeah, but the fucking gremlin is just one of the creepiest things that has ever been made for a film. Everything ever put to film, in my opinion.
I could buy into that.
Yeah. And Creedence in it. There's so much to like about the movie, and that's why I was saying, like, I feel like whenever Twilight Zone, the movie, comes up, everybody's like, oh, that's the movie with John Landis and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, it is the movie where he did that, and it's fucked up, and it's horrible. However, there are good things to talk about it.
And Ratchard said, Nothing But Trouble, fuck me, but he did ask for bad movies, so.
That movie rules. Why? Nobody likes that? Come on.
I haven't seen it, I said, but you're also like Nuki, and I've heard nothing good about that movie ever.
You are going to fucking love Nothing But Trouble. Dude, it's Chevy Chase, like John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, Demi Moore. Yeah. Fucking Digital Underground is in it. They do like a dance, song number. Dude, it's fucking great.
It's probably fun.
You're fucking crazy.
Halloween Hot Sauce, thank you very much with the $20 donation.
Oh, thank you so much, Halloween Hot Sauce. That was really nice. Appreciate that.
As we are amazing.
Thank you. You are amazing, is what it says.
Wow.
But to us, so that's very nice. Someone mentioned The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. That's a great movie, very underrated. Is that the one with
I literally have no idea.
Earl Bassett, Fred, oh my God, why can't I remember his name from Tremors?
What character?
Earl from Tremors.
Oh, the second main guy. I forget. Maybe someone in the chat can tell you. We did that Tremors marathon a year or two back, and I just pushed it out of my fucking brain after that.
Isn't it Fred something?
Fred Ward?
Fred Ward.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. On that note, Grizzlehorn, thank you very much with the super chat, the $2 super chat.
Oh,
but trouble rules, he says.
Thank you, Grizzlehorn. Really appreciate that. And it does. Oh, okay. Ford Fairlane is with Andrew Dice Clay. Now I remember. Yeah, okay.
ADC.
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Oh! He's also in Rumpelstiltskin, believe it or not.
Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah.
Is he actually?
No. A guy who wishes he was fucking Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, you think you'd say that in there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Doomgen's doing it, so there you go.
Perfect. His old stand-up is fucking hilarious, by the way. I don't know if you can really find it that easily. I'm sure it's on YouTube, but Andrew Dice Clay, look up some of his old stand-up from like the 90s, early 2000s. It's legitimately hilarious.
It's pretty funny. He's kind of a one-note dude, but yeah, it's funny.
But I'm saying, like, when he was still hot, I think it was, like, pretty fucking funny.
I would love to do the Jerky Boys movie. I was thinking about it the other day.
I feel like you've talked about that several times, but I've still never really looked it up or anything. Yeah. I mean, Andrew Dice Clay's still around, Billy. I don't really follow his career, but I see him every once in a while pop up.
Oh, there you go. Dan Belcher. Fred Ward is Remo Williams. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay.
All these great heroes. Buckaroo Banzai, Remo Williams, and whatever the fuck Andrew Dice Clay played again.
Elvis, obviously.
No. I wish he played Elvis. That would have been great.
He was the alternate choice in Bubba Hotep. He wasn't Bruce Campbell.
Oh, man.
Alternate version.
Billy Mount says, while I'm on John Landis, what are your thoughts on Beverly Hills Cop 3 and would you do a video on it? Like, I like it and underrated. I like all the Beverly Hills Cop movies. I think 2 is the best, in my opinion. The first one's great. I was actually just talking to my wife about doing those for the show. I think that'd be really funny. You know what? Stay tuned, because probably if that new Beverly Hills, because there's a fourth one coming out
Oh, yeah.
So I know everybody and their mother's going to be covering it, but it's a Beverly Hills Cop. The series is an important series to me and like me and like my dad and stuff like that. So that and Eddie Murphy in general. So that would be a great one to do. It'd be a nice, huge palate cleanser from fucking covering Pluto Nash. I'm so upset that we covered that Eddie Murphy movie and none of the other good ones.
I mean, I'm not really upset, but
no, I'm saying like we haven't done any other
Nutty
ones.
Professor.
That one's pretty good, yeah.
That's
but
great.
I'm talking about classic Eddie Murphy.
That's
like
a classic.
I mean, it is, but I'm talking about classic Eddie Murphy.
Well, you're talking about 80s Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, when he was his funniest. I mean, I do think Nutty Professor's funny, but I mean, you can't beat the Beverly Hills Cop movies or Golden Child or Trading Places or there's a bunch of great Eddie Murphy movies.
Definitely is like when he started going heavy duty into the makeup shit.
Harlem Nights, Boomerang.
Although I guess he did end up Coming to America also, but it was like overkill with the Nutty Professor.
No, it was fine. It was good. Yeah. I mean, I like that movie fine.
No, I'm saying the makeup shit.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which I do still like it, Nutty Professor. But
Coming to America.
That's when he really started it. But then I feel like he just started, that was his career for like 15, 20 years. And it was like, all right, Eddie, like we get it. You like putting shit on, like you like getting under the makeup, but okay.
Well, when it like Norbit was bad.
That was like,
yeah.
A living meme, if you will.
Yeah. Coming to America 2, some user says Coming to America 2 was not that good, sadly. I really liked it. I was just talking about that the other day, too. I was like, I want to revisit that again. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I mean, for what it was. We're talking about
Well, that's like what I was saying about Megan earlier, for what it was.
Yeah, but we're talking about a fucking sequel that's like, what, 35 years removed, 40 years removed? Like, it's fine. It was good.
That's like with Indiana Jones, but then they did that twice.
Yeah.
It's just many years removed. Yeah. And then like another 20 years later, it's just many years removed. Please like it.
Yeah, you know what? I still haven't seen Dolomite Is My Name.
Oh, you never watched it?
I still haven't watched it yet.
Oh, man.
Maybe I got to remedy that soon.
Yeah, I watched that when it came out. I think I even talked about it on one of the live shows. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, 48 Hours. That's the other. That's another one. Was that Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to revisit Vampire in Brooklyn. Fucking. I don't know what, I don't know why that movie was made. Wes Craven, and Eddie
reading
Murphy.
About that and like maybe what they were going for isn't what the actual end product ended up being, but I haven't looked it up in a long time.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I definitely want to check it out. So, all right. So we're coming to the end of this, but so we want to talk a little bit about, what's coming up for February.
In the last couple of little,
January. So next week, dropping in the middle of the week, I believe the 31st is Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a complete date on it, but we're aiming for the middle of next week.
Yeah.
But we have John Carpenter's immortal classic, The Thing, coming at you on Patreon as a commentary track. It's still nice and cold out, still snowing in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Cozy up with this boy and listen to the Dumpster Boys talk about this wonderful film.
Cozy up with Wilford Brimley and his diabetes.
I got you can't get diabetes from a dog.
I think you literally say that in the commentary track. It's a pretty damn good time. I'm working on the edit of that now.
It's coming.
So yeah, it's coming this week.
Yeah, but we can tell you what's coming up. Now we can get into February. Yeah,
that's the last thing for
January. That's the last thing for January. That's for Patreon. But for February, we're kicking it off with the classic original My Bloody Valentine. And we talked about this before and how somebody suggested Lover's Lane. That was going to be this year's pick, but we decided to go with this because it's been 7 years and we haven't talked about My Bloody Valentine.
I know.
And we've talked about the one in 3D. We've talked about this in passing, but we haven't talked.
Other movies related to it.
We haven't talked about it in full. And this right here is my favorite slasher movie of all time. So this episode is going to be a fucking banger, and it's going to be packed to the gills with stuff.
It's
so,
definitely in my top 10. I have that list going on my Letterboxd.
Yeah.
I gotta like actually like slot that one in there. I haven't like actually thought about where I want to place it, but it's a classic.
I think I say on the Burning episode, it flip flops between the Burning and My Bloody Valentine. But I'm gonna make my definitive decision on this episode coming up of what I think is the best one, and that's just my opinion.
Yeah, so. And I'll say this here because I'm probably not gonna say it in the episode, but like when I just rewatched the movie,
yeah,
and like I hadn't watched it probably 8 or 9 years, So, like, I knew the twist, but I couldn't remember what character it was. So
oh, even better.
So, like, I knew it was one of two characters, which, if you don't know, I hope that's
don't give away too much. Yeah.
But then when it finally happened, I was like, oh, yeah, duh, asshole. But I was like, there was still a little suspense for me, even though I've seen it a few times.
Yeah. So it's very, very good. And if you want some more My Bloody Valentine stuff, we did a commentary track for the 3D remake
a while back with Connor,
and that's on Patreon. You can dig that up. That was a really fucking fun time. I think that's one of our best tracks, honestly.
And yeah, Billy, to that question, when we ever cover the remake, that is basically our coverage of the remake is that commentary track.
We're going to talk about the remake a little bit in the episode, in the 81 episode, but you know.
That's basically all we're going to really cover
in that capacity. Yeah, we did a commentary track. We're going to talk about it briefly in the episode we're about to do, and that's it. There's not really too much to say. I have too much to say about it. I mean, yeah. I think I really like it. I think it's one of the better ones for sure. 100%.
Like, if you're going to remake it, that's a solid example how to do it.
Johnny, the classic is the better movie.
Yeah,
but I remember I'll save that story.
Yeah,
for
you'll hear it on the episode. That's the only hard thing sometimes on the live show. We want to talk about what we're gonna talk about, but that is kind of spoiling what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah,
if that made sense.
Yeah, but 3D is a good time. I mean, it's really good. So if you prefer that one, I understand. Like, if that's the first one you were introduced to, or it's like modern or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. Then we got a minisode coming up for Patreon.
This is going to be something else.
Happy Scott Valentine's Day, everybody, because we're going to be doing To Sleep with a Vampire with Scott Valentine is back on the show from our Demon Lover episode. And he's fucking slamming it to Charlie Spradling.
He'll seduce you till dawn, according to the side of the box.
Yeah, man.
Then have you forever.
Let me tell you a little something about this movie. If you've seen Puppet Master 2, you know.
Oh my God! Look at the back of the box.
Yeah,
pretty risque.
Yes. If you've seen this, this is why this is a Patreon joint. okay. Wink, wink. If you've seen Puppet Master 2, you know who Charlie Spradling is, and you know how much you get of Charlie Spradling in that movie. And if you're a Charlie Spradling fan, I suggest you pick this movie up because there is 110% more Charlie Spradling stripping.
If that's your kink, here's another film.
That's fine. But yeah, Scott Valentine's a vampire, and he's kicking it with Charlie Spradling, and she is an exotic dancer. So we'll get into the romance of this film on Patreon in a mini-sode for y'all. For sure. It's also, what's funny is it's a New Horizons joint. So it's a Corman joint.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about next? I see you have the stack.
We have the stack. I guess we'll talk. So we just did a Patreon. So we got two more Patreons, but then we also have a main episode. So we're going to be doing Ragdoll, the Full Moon movie, or Full Moon Distributed. We'll get into that on this episode, but we're going to be doing this with the guys from Puppet Masters and Castle Freaks, Jared. This one. I remember being pretty good, but this is like latter Full Moon. This is like now we're starting to shoot shit on video Full Moon. And
they
again,
come out on a VHS tape at least.
Yeah, yeah. But it says like Alchemy Entertainment and Big City Records and shit. So this was like a collaboration. So I feel like this is distributed by Full Moon, but I don't know if it was necessarily produced by Full Moon. We'll get into that.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, we're going to be doing Ragdoll with them. So this is going to be a really fun time. And then we have the two last Patreon things for next month is going to be a commentary track for Jamie Blank's Valentine.
We've covered this in a few capacities already. We did the book to the movie. We did the original episode.
We did the episode. This was the birth of Kumdar.
Oh, yeah.
On that episode. We did the book to the movie with C.B. Smith of this. And then you'll have a commentary track for this flick, and it's a really good movie, despite all the jokes. You know, we like to kid movies, but like this is actually a really great, it's a really solid 2000 slasher. It's really fucking good. So that's coming for Patreon. And the last thing we have is a watch along of Petey Wheatstraw, the Devil's Son-in-Law, baby.
Petey Wheatstraw.
Petey Wheatstraw. Petey Wheatstraw.
I love that movie.
We're going to have this one is going to be really fun. You don't want to miss getting to watch a fucking Dolomite movie with us, folks. Well, it's not technically Dolomite, but it's Rudy Ray Moore movie. And he's basically Dolomites.
I mean, he's not quite, you know, he's borderline. Yeah,
he's borderline.
Yeah.
He's being Rudy Ray Moore, you know.
He's definitely more Dolomite and Disco Godfather, but yeah, yeah, he's still Dolomite. Rudy's always going to have that Dolomite stink on him, yeah, for better or worse.
So it's packed, and we did it. I think we did a pretty even split of some Valentine's festivities and some Blaxploitation festivities,
right, for Black History Month.
For Black History Month, yeah, which we like to do. I don't know if Ragdoll's necessary Blaxploitation. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's Blaxploitation.
According to the side of that VHS tape, it's urban horror.
Urban horror.
So whatever that means, I guess Blaxploitation. I think it fits that on the side.
I think it's kind of, when you watch it, it definitely has that vibe. So yeah, we'll get into it.
I'm looking forward to it. I just said I've seen My Bloody Valentine a few times, mm-hmm, but the Ragdoll never saw that, so that'll be interesting to check out for the first time myself.
Yeah, you know, I was scrubbing through it the other day because I remember watching it when it came out, and I'll talk more about it on the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is like pretty good. Like this is, I mean, it's shot on video. It's 100% independent.
Shot
but like
on video, but I think I looked it up, and it didn't look like your typical shot on video. If that even makes any sense, it looked a little bit higher.
Well, it doesn't look like late 80s, early 90s shot on video, but it looks like it's a, like HD Handycam shot on video.
I guess I'm less familiar with shot on video, so maybe I'm just totally talking out of my ass. It looked good to me, but
no, it doesn't look bad, is what I'm saying. Like it, but you can tell it has low production value, but it's a decent flick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a decent flick, so I'm excited to talk about it. Billy Mount says, "Is Ragdoll the VHS by Paramount with Full Moon?" By the way,
at least it was like Alchemy or something.
No, this says Alchemy Entertainment, Red Planet Inc., Big City Records. No, it's distributed by Full Moon Pictures, Full Moon Releasing. And it's directed by Ted Nicolau. So,
is it really?
Yeah. So, and we love Ted.
God.
So, yeah.
Terrorvision.
Yeah, yeah, man. And Subspecies and Dragon World.
Something else he did that we covered that wasn't very good. I can't remember, but we love you, Ted, regardless.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was good. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember. Did we cover another Ted Nicolau movie?
I think we definitely did. I'd have to look it up, and not really the point of the show.
Oh, no, I think he directed one of the things in Dungeon Master.
Oh, maybe that's
what I think
I'm
that's
thinking
what it
of,
was.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
One of the segments in Dungeon Master.
But yeah, that's
So that's
our February lineup,
that's
and
February
and the thing
lineup.
And
the thing to finish up January, yeah. But yeah, we're gonna get out of here. We have a lot. We kind of have March planned out too. So, but we'll get to that in the February wrap up, and we'll have all kinds of goodies for you and some guests and stuff. So that'll be fun. Some interviews.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of good content coming up for you. And don't forget, if you're on Patreon, we'll see you in a half hour at 7:30. And if you're not on Patreon, we're doing it an Aberration watch along. Again, we talked about it in the beginning. If you just joined the chat or had joined midway, it's a killer mutant gecko movie. Isolation movie that takes place in this isolated cabin in the wintertime, in the snow. It's really fucking good. Do not miss it. It's going to be a blast. You can only watch it on VHS. I don't know if you can get it online at the moment. It might be on YouTube, but whatever. Come watch it with us.
Yeah, come watch it over at patreon.com/moviedumpster for just $5.
It's going to be really fun. It's a really good flick. And yeah, is there anything else you want to kind of cap the night off with?
I think that's pretty much it. I could think of like one or two other things, but not really even worth mentioning. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you guys are excited for all the stuff that's coming up and all the Patreon stuff and all the free stuff that's coming up. And we're psyched, and we've been crushing it. I want to pat ourselves on the back.
Do it for me. I'm lazy.
I'm feeling good. We're feeling good about everything. Yeah, so, right. So the train kept rolling, and very excited to get deeper into season 7 because we just kicked it off, and we love y'all. Thanks for all your support on Patreon. Thanks for all your support here. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everything. We really, really appreciate it. And we love you guys, and we will see you patrons in a half hour, but we'll see the rest of you on the first episode of February.
Yeah.
So have a great one, everyone. And we'll catch you later. Yeah.